Proclamation number 4537 of 11th of January, 1949. Earthly knowledge meaningless against spiritual knowledge. Truly I say to you, your spirit will reveal to you greater things than science can never teach you. You will never receive error if you desire the truth. Therefore you will also be able to do without worldly wisdom. It will be of little use to you, for you will also very soon recognize its worthlessness because my spirit will enlighten you about the actual meaning and purpose of your life. If you possess this knowledge, all other knowledge is insignificant. You can call yourselves rich, even though worldly people have no understanding for it and prefer earthly knowledge to spiritual knowledge. But the latter lasts, whereas the former passes away with the moment of death. But anyone who receives spiritual knowledge from above should no longer attach importance to earthly knowledge, for he will not be able to assimilate both together with his heart and intellect because one tries to suppress the other. Because both together mean a burden for the human being and the world of thoughts reflects itself to him and clearly and confusedly. Be satisfied with the spiritual instructions. Know that you should mature very quickly and that only that which the spirit from me informs you of is of sole value. Know that worldly knowledge is invalid as soon as the last great battle begins. As soon as the last phase begins. What I say to you through your spirit will secure your spiritual as well as earthly life, yet you will no longer be able to utilize worldly knowledge. Only works of neighborly love which require earthly science will bring blessings to those who practice them, although spiritual truths will also bring them far more spiritual advantage. My spirit's voice is truly irreplaceable. Earthly science, however, is not entirely needed unless it seeks to bring enlightenment in order to heal people from error which undermines faith in me. But then the earthly scientist is already filled by my spirit and draws his knowledge from me who also supports him in earthly matters. But as soon as you pay more attention to earthly knowledge, my spirit steps back and remains silent and waiting, and then it depends on you yourselves whether it continues its teachings, whether it imparts spiritual truths to you. As long as you are in the world, you must indeed also conscientiously fill the post which is assigned to you. Nevertheless, you should often let the spirit in you become effective which gives you more of the truth in 1 hour than you can ever experience through earthly teachers. Amen.